All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. You're listening to American Vindicta. Today's date is February 11th, 2022. I want to start off today by saying that what's happening right now between Ukraine and Russia and the ever-growing tensions is something that we should be paying close attention to. We should not be dismissing this. And it's why I am asking everyone who is listening, tonight before you go to bed, pray over your families. Pray for discernment of the times. And for God to give you the direction of where to go. Should the warning klaxons start to sound. It's one of those terrible tragedies when we talk about war. Because you never know the full extent of the war until it's over. Well, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like if Ukraine and Russia start a war and then we walk ourselves right into the middle of it. I said it before, I'll say it again. If we go too far with our overreach, if we push Russia too hard, then we should expect some sort of a counterattack upon America. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying we should expect it. And to expect something like that means to be prepared. If you do not have an immediate 72-hour to 1 week's worth of food, then I implore you to go get something. Have water on hand. Fresh water is probably going to be the most pertinent thing that you need. Make sure whatever you have on hand, you adequately think about how you will disseminate that between drinking, bathing, and cooking. That's a lot of water. At least 1 gallon a day per person. Think of another gallon for cooking. You can use things as baby wipes or the dude wipes for the short term for cleaning yourself off, but eventually you will need to use soap. You will need to take yourself and get washed. That way any type of disease can hopefully be prevented. I'm not telling you this to sell anything. I'm not telling you this for anything except for you to be prepared. I would tell you that you run the risk ordering stuff right now in large quantities and it not getting to you immediately. I'm not going to tell you not to. I'm not going to tell you not to go visit all the different sponsors that I have and to prepare yourself, from Bob Griswold to mountain-state-survival.com. Still go there. Still get what you can and pray that I am wholly incorrect here. And I really do. I don't want any of this to happen. Because I have 4 small children, so this affects me greatly. A I'll still say, if you feel the need to reach out to them, prepare to do it. You do have a 5% discount code if you go to mountain-state-survival.com. You can use Rekkr5, R-E-K-K-R-5, and get 5% off. But I would rather you right now go to Walmart, go to Academy, go to Dick's Sporting Goods, go to Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops, or, you know, go to your local supermarket or Dollar General and get at least something that you can eat. Something that, I would say, put it in a small tote. You can probably buy the same tote from Walmart or a lot of these other places. Put it in a small tote. Get at least 3 meals a day, even if it's canned goods, even if it's just the disgusting ravioli. Something that your body can sustain upon a little bit with the calories. And don't forget the kids, man. Kids are picky. So don't forget to get something good for your kids. But, you know, have your food. Have your water. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just telling you to be prepared. You never know what is happening between all these world leaders. And we obviously don't know, besides what the mainstream media tells us. So at least prepare. Get 3 changes of clothes. You can make what in the Marine Corps we call them skivvy rolls. You can take a shirt and put your socks and underwear in it, and a pair of pants, and roll it all up, and, you know, get at least 3 of those made for everyone in your household. Put it inside another tote, and if you have to leave, throw that stuff in your car and leave. If you are within 50 miles of a military base and we go into war with Russia and you start hearing sirens in the distance, you see anything on your phone that says nuclear ballistic missile launch from the EMS system, the emergency management system, get your gear and get it loaded up and head as far away from that direction as possible. Do not sit around and wait on authorities. Worst case scenario, it's good practice and you burned a little bit of gas. But I'm telling you right now, we are living in climatic times. I cannot believe our government still has not found a way to meet with Russia on neutral grounds. But you know, maybe we're just not going to. We know that our military for a while has tried to have a war with Russia. We know that our government, since Hillary Clinton and all of her cronies, have salivated over having a war with Russia. Of course, they're not going to fight it. It's going to be you and me. Well, not me anymore. I'm too old and fat. You know, the other thing is to make sure that you're prepared for what happens stateside. You know, we cannot stop nuclear missiles as they're falling, but you can at least prevent some sort of a worse outcome if you get caught in the maelstrom that will be the conflict after the fall. Between the fallout, the explosions, probably losing power, your water is probably going to be poisoned because of radiological fallout. At least have your own stuff that you can get to. And you know, if you stop on the side of the road and you're changing clothes and you're eating and you're drinking your clean water, you may have people stop and see if you have anything to spare. So be prepared for that. Those incursions will happen, and not everyone is going to be a good person who's going to stop and ask you for stuff. People will try to take advantage of you. Right now is a very crucial time to have a firearm in America. When we think about how to protect ourselves, I look around here in my room, my recording room, and I look at all the guns that I have, and I just have to think to myself, which one of you do I take? Do I take the AR? Do I take the pistols? Do I take the short machine guns do I have? I mean, do I take the 18-pound sniper rifle that I have? Well, I will say this. You can't take it all. So, you can be prepared if you need to get you another box and shove all your guns and bullets in it. Good luck lifting that. One thing that I would do, and it's how I have my stuff. For years working for the government, I had a go box, and I used a brand that's called Pelican. They have a cheaper version, a more economical version called the Vault, and it's a black hard plastic case that's watertight and has very good securing latches on it. And mine was big enough that I would be able to throw my plate carrier, my helmet, my gun, all the magazines that I own for the weapons that I was using. A couple, you know, spare changes of clothes and three or four uniforms plus extra boots, because typically I wore some of my boots anyways if I was going on a plane or if I was having to get in my govy and drive wherever the hell they were sending me. And that would be my go box. We had a 2-hour window to be on the road depending on if the president called on us or if someone else called on us. And I had to do that a couple times. You know, you just 10:30 at night and you get that phone call, hey, it's happening, get on the road. And, you know, I'm asleep, what the hell's happening? And I'd get explained the op order or the warning order or whatever it is that's happening. And then within about an hour and a half, I had my stuff loaded up and I was on the road. I was either heading to the border or I was headed to someplace else. And I got very accustomed to doing that. But you know what I never got accustomed to doing? Because I always had it prepared for myself. I never had that locked down for my family. Because my box alone, when you talk about the gear, the weapons, the ammo, the spare magazines, the assault backpack that I had, the one-day backpack, you know, all the stuff that rolls around with this, gosh, it probably was 80 pounds. You know, some of you can't lift that too well. I mean, even for me, it, you know, 80 pounds of a, you know, 3x4 luggage, that can be a pain to drag through. And, you know, not to mention if you got to get your dogs and your cats inside the car and then all your kids' stuff. So, you know, be prepared. And by being prepared, it's just as simple as going home tonight, taking some clothes out, you know, that your kids don't wear, that you don't really wear, with, you know, some old shoes. Put them all in the tote. One good thing that my wife used to always do is we've got those really big vacuum-sealed Ziploc bags from Walmart, and we would do our best to, you know, compress everything with that and make it airtight. I found one cool thing to do with that is putting all your food in one of those big Ziploc bags that you can airtight through your vacuum cleaner. And then putting all that inside one of these Ziploc bags and inside a tote. That way, you know, you can just fit more stuff in there and it's less stuff to slosh around. Because trust me, man, water gets heavy. If you've ever had to carry, like, seriously ever had to carry a couple days worth of water, like just 5 gallons of water is a pain. You know, imagine doing that for 3 or 4 people. You can easily get stuff like jerry cans. You can go to Tractor Supply and you can get you a brand new 5-gallon can that they use in the RV section for fresh water. Hell, even you can, you know, use the yellow cans that are for diesel. Just mark water on it. Go to your water hose or your faucet that runs out the side of your house. Just fill it up with water. Stage it near your garage next to your, you know, your little go boxes just for the next couple of days. And just be ready. Worst case scenario, it was good training. It taught you how to, you know, get your stuff together. Worst case scenario, well, I guess you know what that means. Now, for me, I live on a little farm. I'm not taking all my chickens. I'm sure my wife would fight me tooth and nail over that. I'm going to be scrambling to get everybody inside the truck, and she's going to be scrambling to pick up chickens. Because, hey, chickens is eggs, right? And eggs is something you can eat. But, you know, one thing that I do frequently is I'll go, we have a place called Academy. It's like a Dick's Sporting Goods, but with more freedom. I'll go to Academy, and then I will just stock up on all the Mountain House survival stuff that you can just pull off the shelf for, you know, what, $8 a packet. I did it just the other night. Just the other night at Walmart, actually. I bought at least $150 worth of it. You know, and it's a little bit of insurance for me, because I know that worst case scenario, if I can't bring a lot of the food that's in my pantry, I have months and months and months worth of stuff like this that are in boxes. The only problem is there is I have so much of it, I have to hook up my trailer, and it's just one of my trailers. I have like four of them. I have to hook up one of my single axle trailers and shove all these boxes filled full of food, water purifiers, my big Berkey water purifier that I have, and I use the Queen version. I think they said it can process like 30 gallons of water a day. But here's the thing, but if you have any of those and you haven't used it yet, if you haven't practiced with it yet, if you haven't done all the proper installations and preparing the filters by charging them full of water and letting it process water a couple times, you are planning to fail. Because the last thing you need to do, my fellow patriots, is to have all this cool stuff and not know how to use it. So, tonight, it's Friday night. You got nothing else better to do than to drink a few beers, eat some popcorn, and watch a movie. Negate all that. And let's do a little family preparedness. A little family practice, you know. Even if you got to wait till the kids go to bed. Because half the time, that's what I have to do. Get yourself in working order. Oh, and by the way, make sure you throw a Bible somewhere in those boxes. Do not leave without the word of the Lord accompanying you. Now, with my wife, I have like 20 Bibles in my house. So I'm sure I'll be able to find 5 or 6 of them immediately. You can't look at a different corner in this house and not see a Bible near it. But I would say to make sure the word of the Lord goes with you, because that's the best encouragement you'll have whenever things get terrible. Just be prepared. I'm not saying go to the ATM tonight and withdraw $1 million. I'm not saying go out to the gun shop and spend all the money that you possess on the latest and greatest toys and all the bullets that go with it. I'm just saying have something that you know, especially for firearms. Bring the firearm that you are most comfortable with and that you know for certain how to fire, how to reload, how to clear if you have a malfunction, how to perform proper maintenance on it. If it's a breakover single or double-barreled shotgun, take it. If it's a pump shotgun and that's what you're most comfortable with, take it. If it's your Glock or your AR, take it. If it's your bolt-action rifle, take it. Make sure it's something that you know how to use. Don't be the guy carrying around a sword and a crossbow thinking that you're about to have fun in zombie apocalypse land. That is failing to, or is planning to fail. And not that you wouldn't have cool points for having any of those accoutrements on you. However, guns don't do too well, swords and crossbows don't do too well in a gunfight. You got to understand that whenever times like this break down, criminals take advantage of it. They don't really care what all is happening. And after the sky has fallen, they will quickly be going about gaining whatever they can to sustain themselves. and they will victimize whomever. For me, as a father, as leader of my pack, that's just not going to happen for me. Have a direction to go as well. Plot it out on the map. If you got to go back home to mom and dad's house out in the country or grandma and grandpa's farm, I'd say do it. Go ahead and plan your route out now if you don't know it by heart. It's not hard to get on Google Maps and plot out wherever your bug out location is and screenshot it. Or, worst case scenario, if you have a computer and you have a printer, make maps of your general area, where water sources are, where any type of area that would be the most congested for traffic, go ahead and know where those areas are now so you can avoid them and use the back roads. I'm telling you right now, stay off the highway. Don't go on the highway. If it hits the fan, if prophecy hits the fan, stay off the interstate, stay off the highway, use back roads as best as possible. I will also say, depending on where you're at, bugging out may not be the most advantageous thing for you. Bugging in might be. If so, another thing that I want you to do, if you do happen to go to Walmart, if you do happen to go to any of these stores, is to get you a shortwave radio that can pick up the NOAA broadcasting systems. Typically within the NOAA broadcasting systems, it is an easy dissemination for any type of intelligence to be passed along by the military or also by the government, because that's already a channel that is used by a federal entity. But have a shortwave radio, have the batteries to go with it. It'll be a good thing for you to use for communication. Remember, radios should mainly be used for listening. If you happen to have your cool radios like what I do, if you happen to own $3,000 radios like an idiot, just remember, the more you're on the net, the more easily it will be for people to find who you are or where you are. And it's not really that hard, folks. Me and Bob Griswold are going to talk about that probably next week. Oh, once again, have a alternate means of communication. You can get the short little portable radios, the Cobra Midlands. Those aren't bad to have, because if, let's just say, you are in a convoy with your friends and you're heading to an area, trees are down or there's a congestion, and you needed to get out of the vehicle to go do some reconnoitering, a little bit of reconnaissance of the path that you're on, well, at least have some sort of a communication with whoever it is that's watching your kids or whoever it is that's in your car with you if you are a family unit. If you are a single person, listen up. If you're single, I'm going to tell you right now, the survivability gets higher in groups. However, that really depends on the group. If you get with like-minded people who are prepared, you should be pretty well. If you get with all your drunk and druggy buddies, the downers and convicts out there who are always in trouble, well, that's probably not the good group to go with. I don't know, maybe your church has an outreach program. Maybe there's something out there that you can talk to your church elders or your pastor and figure out if they have a plan for if anything happens in a warlike scenario and we go lights out. Where does everybody meet? Do we all meet at the church? Do we all bring stuff here to the church so that we can cook food, that we have generators running so people can always have a place to, potentially shower if showers are available? There are options out there. You just need to be creative. I will warn you, though, whenever you start mixing large groups of people and children, That is when the true tribulations and testings begin. Because people will always want to be in charge. People will always then want to castigate and say, well, your child did this, or your husband looked at me that way, or he said something about me. And look, don't let the emergency of the times divide you and turn enemies amongst your own ranks. It can happen. It very well can happen. I've seen it happen. I saw what utter chaos and breakdown looked like whenever I was in Haiti after Hurricane Matthew hit. I was there with the Gary Haven Foundation, and we were just bringing some stuff out there to the people, doing a little bit of a humanitarian mission. And the area called Lakai, which is on the southwestern peninsula of Haiti, was horribly damaged by a tsunami. And people, you know, had dysentery from drinking contaminated water. People were severely dehydrated. That was probably the most common thing, was severe dehydration. Along with that comes a lot of really nasty stomach bugs. We also had people who were hurt, who didn't have medical attention for days, and their wounds had turned gangrenous. We also had a high number of a elderly population that had to be hand-carted by several people out. You know, even someone who, you know, weighs 100 pounds, you know, the average is going to be probably two people a litter. Well, a litter is, you know, something that you would carry a injured person on. Two person a litter just to be able to carry them out. But, you know, you get tired after a while. So prepare adequately. We're going to go to a break. We're going to go over some stuff in the news. I just had this on my heart. I was praying right before the beginning of this show, because I've been outside of working all day long, and I didn't really have too much of a good show for you today. And I just asked God to put something on my heart, and that's what you got. So prepare adequately. We'll see you right after the break.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Okay, and we're back. So yesterday we were talking about the 17 developmental goals of the Agenda 2030, which is just a spinoff also of Agenda 21. Now, I'll tell you something that I find very interesting. I spent almost 45 minutes on Google, God help me, trying to find anything conspiratorial about Agenda 2030. Let me tell you what I found. I found about 20 or 30 minutes worth of going through, and I went through like 10 pages, and almost everything that I found from the first 7 to 8 pages was Agenda 2030, is it a conspiracy or is it a real? Is it a right-wing conspiracy or it is a right-wing conspiracy? All the way down to, it's nothing, it's conspiratorial from Christians and doomsdayers and people whose minds aren't screwed on right. And I find it ironic. I really do. I find it, how would I put this? I find it funny how, you know, like 10 years ago, if you got on Google and you looked up Agenda 21, if you looked up Agenda 2030, if you looked up the Bilderberger Group, the Bohemian Grove, if you looked up the Georgia Guidestones, you know, most of the people listening right now understand the conspiratorial route that I'm going. You could find this stuff all over the internet. There was good material out there. Scary material. Alex Jones, Infowars.com, covered it with many of his different DVDs. I suggest, honestly, and I don't get paid by Infowars, okay? I don't talk to those people. Not that I wouldn't, that'd be awesome. But, you know, they have covered this in such depth. And the DVDs that they've made, the amount of notations within their works that actually shows you real-life government documents and then quotes from these head officials around the world who are extremely satanic and occultic. It's mind-numbing. It's terrifying when you look at it, especially Bohemian Grove. Wow, what a bunch of occultists, Baal-worshipping Satanist pedophiles the better half of the people who run the world are, who have, you know, they went to Bohemian Grove to do a mock or a real child sacrifice. Alex Jones was doing a investigation into it. He snuck in, you know, valiantly. It was brilliant how he did it, through the river and then crawling up more or less the side of a mountain to get into it. You know, and it's all the different people that he did ambush journalism on and exposed them. You know, it is truly demonic. And I would suggest you go and look at it. You could probably get on YouTube right now and look up Alex Jones Bohemian Grove. That's Bohemian Grove. And watch the videos and tell me that it's just all fun and games. Tell me that, oh, it's like a boys' camp for the politicians and the wealthy elite and the military elite. That's nothing to worry about. That is some of the most egregious, satanic, openly demonic things I've ever seen in my life. And still, the people who were there, attended, became president, were president at the time, vice president, heads of joint chiefs of staff, all the way up to the big tech, the military industrial complex, Hollywood actors, you know, the Hollywood elite from the music industry. They were all there. And then you have the whole Jeffrey Epstein shenanigans come out, and how he died or didn't die or was Clinton's side or not. You know, these people are covering up their tracks for something, okay? So let's just go ahead and annotate that as a positive that something weird is happening. But then you have 2030, Agenda 2030, and Agenda 21, which is the penmanship of all this, signed by the same people who show up at the Bilderberger Group, who show up at Bohemian Grove, and then you tell me, Google, that everything that I'm reading is conspiratorial, it's right wing, it's not real, it's all fantastical. Most of you people now have learned the egregious lie that has been given to you, propagated by your government leaders, by the world leaders. We have heard the word New World Order be used by former President Bush at the 1990 UN Council meeting. You know, we heard it between Gorbachev and Bush a couple times. Hitler even said New World Order a couple times, I think in 1928. So, it's not uncommon to hear these things. I think Barack Obama said it. Joe Biden has said it. You know, it's not uncommon to hear this. What is uncommon is for all the evidence to be out there and then Google to tell me it's not there. But I did find some other things. I found some other stuff. You probably heard of some of this stuff. Let's talk about the Georgia Guidestones real quick. So this is from the SmithsonianMagazine.com. You can go to the SmithsonianMag.com and look up an article called Nobody Knows How to Interpret This Doomsday Stonehenge in Georgia. And it was wrote by Rose Eveleth, September 10th, 2013. So, I'm going to read real quick from this. In Elbert County, Georgia, there's a set of stones called the Georgia Guidestones. They were put there in 1979 with a set of 10 guidelines in 8 modern languages and 4 dead ones carved onto stone slabs. But that's pretty much all anybody can agree on about them. As Jill Nymark writes this week at Discover Magazine, how to interpret the guidelines, who put the stone there, and what people should do about them are all hotly debated. Yeah, no joke. On the stones are 10 instructions. Okay. This is just an overall summary of it. Number one, and as I read this, you go ahead and tell me what it is that you think it means. All right. Number one, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. There's like close to 8 billion people on the world. How do we get to 500 million? I'll let you figure that one out. Number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Well, I believe that's called inoculations and creating infertility in women and men. Number three, unite humanity with a living new language. If there's going to be a living new language, is that something that's created that we haven't heard of yet? Is that some sort of a computer binary speaking? What in the heck does a living new language mean? I don't know. Number four, rule, passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Have you seen tempered reason out of the governments lately? Look at Canada. Have you seen any tempered reason out of Justin Trudeau? Have you seen tempered reason out of Maxine Waters? Have you seen tempered reason out of Barack Obama? Or Nancy Pelosi or George Bush? I haven't seen any tempered reason lately. In fact, what I saw was cities being set on fire and then the police were being called the bad guys. So, but now they're starting to really be the bad guys. So, hey, there we are. Number five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Have you seen justice lately? January 6th? Have you really seen justice been dealt out to anybody? What about the injustice of 2020? What about the false election that happened? Jesus. Number six, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. A world court. Who gets to be a part of that court? Who's the supreme justice on the world court? Because if it's anyone from the Communist Chinese Party, or from Saudi Arabia, more than likely you're going to get killed or had your head cut off because you're an infidel. Moving on. Number six, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Sorry, we just said that one. Number seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. What is a petty law, and what, do tell, is a useless official? I could think of petty officials and useless laws. God help you if you are labeled by these people to be considered a useless official and you're in some rank of power. Number 8. Balance personal rights with social duties. Personal rights with social duties. Okay. Number 9. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Whatever new agey stuff that means. Number 10. Be not a cancer on earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. Okay, well, there's your dystopian lecture for the day. Miss Nymark visited the stones and writes about the mystery behind them. The only man who knows who built them isn't telling. Quote, they could put a gun to my head and kill me. I will never reveal his real name. Huh. Why not? Why not reveal the architect's real name or the financier of this real name? And the purpose of the inscriptions isn't even clear. One of the monument's most prominent conspiracy theorists, Van Smith, says that they're for establishing the beginnings of a totalitarian tribal government. Now, another theorist said that the stones were satanic and should be destroyed. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Alex Jones, a radio host and famous conspiracy theorist, says that the stones call for culling of humans. Well, yeah. And for one thing, Alex Jones has been proved right way more than he has been proved wrong. And I mean, like, a lot. Like, it's staggering how accurate some of the things Alex Jones has said. In that he said that, you know, the stones call for a culling of humans. Well, yeah, it's funny you said that. Because Bill Gates wants world depopulation, and he said, you know, if we have really good vaccines and we have really good family, family oriented like medicine, then we can, you know, lower or decrease the population of the earth, which is better for the environment. Better for whose environment? Who's the one that gets offed? By all means, Bill Gates, lead by example. Throw yourself out of the helicopter. I do not believe in depopulation. I do not. And anyone who tells me depopulation, there's just too many people on the world. I don't know what it is that these people have been smoking lately. Or how much of the ayahuasca they've been hitting out in the Amazon jungle. But killing off great numbers of people, the last time I heard, was called a holocaust. And we didn't like that. That was considered a really, really bad thing. And you still have globalists out there who want it to happen. It wasn't just Nazi Germany, folks. It wasn't just the Nazis. This goes a little deeper than that. I don't know what to make of this. I think it's crazy that people will create stuff like this and, you know, just leave it out there. But hey, you know what? Whatever. That's just another one of those things, you know, that if we were a right and just nation, we would tear that garbage down. We would completely tear that garbage down, because something like that is going to influence a very evil, dictatorial person, and they're going to act on it. Or, worse yet, multiple people are going to gather together in big cabals and then form these plans, like Agenda 2030, 21, and 2050, in terms of how to depopulate, how to spread wealth and equity amongst the people of the world. Socialism doesn't work, folks, and communism only kills the entire people. So, I think that's a bad thing. I think it's a really bad idea. Maybe that's just me. Here, let's go over something real quick. We're going to talk about something that I saw on Fox News just a while ago. The head of the Secretary of State Blinken says that Russian invasion could begin at any time, including during the Olympics. Oh, of course it could. President Biden will speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone late Saturday morning as tensions mount along the border in Ukraine, the National Security Council confirmed on Friday. Biden's call with Putin is slated to take place late Saturday morning Eastern Time from Camp David. Russia wanted to speak on Monday. The U.S. pushed for Saturday, and Russia agreed. The Ukrainian military is on edge and more stressed as the prospect of a Russian invasion of the country appears to strengthen, a U.S. official told Fox News on Friday. The Ukrainian military is on edge tonight. I have never heard them more stressed than during calls today. The State Department is making calls to some 30,000 American citizens who remain in Ukraine, urging them to vacate the country within the next 24 to 48 hours. Several warnings include one of the State Department have urged Americans to depart from Ukraine as soon as possible. So, if the State Department is telling 30,000 Americans currently located in Ukraine to get the hell out of Dodge within the next 24 to 48 hours, take that as kind of like a head nod. The FBI would call that a clue. I think we need to change that. The FBI would call that a clue. It's more like the FBI would call that a violent extremist, or let me see. The FBI would call it treason. We could just keep making up stuff. I'm warning you because the government's warning other people. 24 to 48 hours from now, we don't know what's going to happen. By Monday, if we don't come to any type of agreeable terms, it could become much, much worse and much, much dire. So, once again, prepare accordingly. Joint Chief of Staff General Mark A. Trader Milley, God, I hate this guy so much, held a series of phone calls on Friday with several of his foreign counterparts, probably like in China, including that of Russia, to address security-related concerns amid rising tensions in Ukraine. A readout of Milley's call with Chief of Russian General Staff General Valery Gerasimov noted the two military leaders discussed several security-related issues of concern and did not offer additional details on what was discussed. Well, why not? I know, it's military and it's secret, but if we're talking about like a potential nuclear war, hey, fill us in, right? Let us know where America stands right now so we can all better prepare. I don't know, maybe that's just a dumb thought for me. In addition, Milley held phone calls with his counterparts from Canada and France and Germany, Italy, Poland, Romania, and the United Kingdom. Milley's office said the leaders discussed items of mutual security concern, including ongoing coordination during the adjustment of U.S. force posture in Europe. The Pentagon will send 3,000 paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division to Poland in the coming days as the prospect for a Russian invasion of Ukraine appears to grow, a U.S. senior defense official confirmed to Fox News on Friday. At the direction of the president, this is a quote, at the direction of the president, Secretary Austin today ordered to Poland the remaining 3,000 soldiers of the 82nd Airborne Infantry Brigade combat team based out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. These troops will depart Fort Bragg over the next couple of days. They are expected to be in place by early next week. This group, the second batch of soldiers being sent to Poland, will join the 1,700 soldiers and key enablers that Austin ordered there on February 2nd. Quote, nearly two-thirds of the first tranche has already arrived, the official said, noting that they are commanded by Major General Christopher Donahue. All told, these 5,000 additional personnel comprise a highly mobile and flexible force, capable of multiple missions. They are being deployed to reassure our NATO allies, deter any potential aggression against NATO's eastern flank, train with host nation forces, and contribute to a wide range of contingencies. They will report to General Todd Walters, Commander, U.S. European Command. The official said the additional deployments are temporary in nature and are meant to supplement for a brief time the more than 80,000 U.S. troops already in Europe on rotational and permanent orders. Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor to President Biden, denied a PBS report that suggested U.S. intelligence showed Russian President Vladimir Putin had decided to invade Ukraine, saying Friday that U.S. officials are not aware that Putin has made any final decision but continue to see signs of Russian escalation. As we have said before, we are in the window when an invasion could begin at the time, should Vladimir Putin decide to order it. Pushing back against the PBS report, Sullivan, speaking from the White House, said an invasion could happen any day now, possibly even during the Olympics taking place in Beijing. What a train wreck that has been, by the way. Has anyone else out there even taken the time out of your day to watch the Beijing Olympics? Oh, my God. If I was an athlete going to the Olympics, and I know this is me saying this, but I just wouldn't have gone. Personally, I just wouldn't have gone. But anyways, Sullivan affirmed that America is also ready to respond decisively alongside foreign allies should Russia choose to take military action. What does that mean, decisively? That's the type of stuff that makes me wonder, where are we going with this militarily? A decisive action typically leads to a strategic action, which typically lays out some sort of a kinetic action that the generals are planning for. So, sounds like war is on the front. Our response would include severe economic sanctions, with similar packages imposed by the European Union, the United Kingdom, Canada, and other countries. It would also include changes to NATO and an American force posture along the eastern flank of NATO, and it would include continued support to Ukraine, which we are sending a lot of weapons to Ukraine, by the way. Vice News, I don't watch them too much because they're so leftist, but I was watching some embedded reporters from Vice that are in Ukraine right now walking around with the Ukrainian military, and they are on edge. You see, right now you have Russian-backed Ukrainian separatists who are currently fighting Ukrainian military. And there are casualties that are happening. The one episode I was watching, there was a young soldier who had just recently been killed in action. They were showing his funeral. You know, there is a war happening right now in Ukraine. It's just at a different level. Russia just is not completely in there yet. I just don't see what severe economic sanctions would do against an invasion. I really don't. They're not using the petrodollar anymore. They supply almost all of the power and heating for Europe, especially to Germany, which is why Germany doesn't want anything to do with this. They'll lose it all. So, who knows? Sullivan also echoed warnings from the State Department urging Americans to depart from Ukraine as soon as possible. There's a reason for that. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible and in any event in the next 24 to 48 hours. We obviously cannot predict the future. We don't know exactly what is going to happen, but the risk is now high enough and the threat is now immediate enough that this is what prudence demands. Russia could choose, in very short order, to commence a major military action against Ukraine. Sullivan also noted that those who remain in the country following warnings will not be rescued by American military forces should Russia invade. If you stay, you are assuming risk with no guarantee that there will be any other opportunity to leave and no prospect of a U.S. military evacuation in the event of a Russian invasion. God help us. All right, well, you heard it, folks. We're almost out of time. Real quick, just for giggles' sake, Let me see. Russia has 6,255 nukes. USA has 5,550 nukes. China, 350. France, 290. United Kingdom, 225. Pakistan, 165. And India, 156. Israel, 90. North Korea, 40. That was an update of January 2021. So there are still plenty of nukes out there. Before we leave, because I don't want to leave this too heavy-handed, and because I do see the times are spinning out of control and speeding up, I want to end this with a prayer. The Lord's Prayer. Okay, if you know it, please join with me. But I think right now, within our time and our nation, we need prayer more than we need conflict. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My name's Doug Thornton. You've been listening to American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.